to calm it down here now that you're nice and wet. If you find that if you move, you won't get rained upon so much.
The horses are on the track.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Foodmaster is a cruise on the parkway on my TA. I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Subway, hey, Lords are here to stay. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young.
I'm Marie Michelle.
Look at that.
Look at that.
That's how it goes. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Did I say that?
I think you did.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Medford.
That's the important part. What did we hear there?
A lot.
I know. When did I leave? After what song?
I think after
I've been around, like, doing stuff in the station. Not right after the interview, was it? No.
Oh. That's how I don't know. Back my memory
it could have been. Well, we
that's
heard.
That's the last time I'm used speaking.
We heard Sex Pistols, Magnificent, God Save the Queen, Clash with Magnificent Seven, Clash with Bank Robber, Police on My Back, then Big Audio Dynamite. Well, I went to have a cigarette. Marie put in there. Very
snuck it
good,
in.
Marie. That's like my type of thinking because members of that were with the Clash, or at least Mick Jones, right?
Yes.
And blah, 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 blah. Rich Kids. David Bowie, Moon Age Daydream, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Lords of Altamont, Black Angels. And we just ended, yes, that was a huge block. We just ended it with Jet Set. I think some listeners may like that better. They're like, oh, that guy. Would he shut up?
Great song.
No, you're supposed to defend me there, not just great
you.
Song. Yeah, great song instead of
I
you.
I never defend you. I always say
great song
of you.
Instead of you. Jet Set there, Nazi Baby. That's Cal Calley's old band.
Yeah.
Cal, who's singing with that? I know it's not you. Don't say it is. But great drum playing on it as well. Al Pachulis's
yes.
band, special guests. They have a cool song. I think this is when, what's it? Who was that was with him that day?
He's been in a bunch of times with a bunch of people.
The Growler, what was it? Bass City Growlers or something?
Oh, Mill City? I want to say.
He's probably going to.
Would you say the Bass City Growlers? The
Bass
City Rollers?
I mean,
they sang Juanita.
Yes.
Yep.
Let me type them in. And let me type in special guests and I'll see who that. I forget his name. He's a very cool guy and he has a very cool voice.
Did you type in Juanita? Well, that's
is that what I
got
to do that?
Songs.
Juanita will take me to it or what?
I don't know.
And then I was going to do this and copy that and put that there and
well,
oh my god,
something.
DJing is not easy anymore. So, special guests and Cal messaged me. Stevie Sway or Ray Peters singing. No, that wasn't it. Hang on.
He's talking about his band.
Oh, yes, for Jet Set.
Yes, talking Jet Set.
Thank you, Cal. My mind is like on three different subjects.
I know, I'm trying to follow them all, too.
Are you guys following me at home? Let us know. We can take
I
requests,
doubt it.
Too, at 855-915-9636. And, yeah, his name isn't in it. Wow. He's going to tell me later on, but I like his voice anyways. This is Around the Bend by Special Guests.
Track the world seems so gone. my pocket, and I'm heading downtown. Yeah, it's gonna have to make me crazy. Wanna burn this whole city down. I don't know what's inside of me, but you better not get in the way. Chevy pickup, and I just kind of wondering how come I could see so many colors out there this late at night. I mean, it's really getting dark. This old Chevy had a mind of its own. It kind of weaved a bit and pulled over on his shoulder, and this svelte young thing wearing not much more than 3 5-cent postage stamps hops into the cab. Her sweat was beating up on her chest like some kind of ethereal lactation. When I asked for her name, she kind of smiled at me and said, "No habla inglés." Well, my mind raced for about 300 feet, and I said, "I think I'll call you Juanita." And she looked back at me with that cool foreign smile, and she said, "No habla inglés." I started getting worried after a while. I mean, I hadn't seen a car or a road sign up there on this purple desert, and I thought I saw movement about all around, like something trying to hide away. I asked Juanita if she saw, and she said, "No, no habla inglés." Well, this road keeps red on rolling, and I asked Juanita, I mean, what planet or plane is this? She said, "No, well, Juanita knows how to make the pleasure build there," sprawled out, humming away on the front seat. Now, Juanita don't have to talk, and on this road it never ends. I don't mind hearing her say, "No habla inglés. No habla inglés." Wheel on fire in summer snow, and I got this car service driving Eek and John's around for Jill's, and I get this call to pick up a solo down by Smith and Walensky. Take her up to some destination on Mission Hill. I get there and I know right away it's Juanita. Beauty's ghost still flits about her face like moonlight under a bruise, but cruel time has passed over her like faulty grit sandpaper. sweater's just sweat now, and she's talking non-stop, raging rivers of bent English. Block after block, light after light, she's jammering on about supper and kids, sounding like the crazy Mamacita of Penelope Cruz on speed. And I just want to say something, I want to call out her name or something, but she just won't stop talking. Lo siento, baby. I say lo siento. No habla inglés.
Wow, there's 100 people in here.
Great job. That was live here, man. Yeah. Tom Chula, you know the city as well.
Hang up the tick parrot, hang it up, daddy, or you'll be alone in a quick. Hang up the tick parrot, hang it up, daddy, or you'll never get another fix. I'm telling you it's not a trick. Pay attention, don't be thick, or you're liable to get licked. You're gonna see the reason why when they're spitting in your eye, they'll be spitting in your eye. Hang up the tick parrot, hang it up, daddy, your girl's not a tonic or a pill. Hang up the tick parrot, hang it up, daddy, you're just jonesing for a spill. Oh, how your bubble's gonna burst when you meet another nurse, she'll be driving in a hearse. You're gonna need a heap of glue when they all catch up with you and they cut you up in two.
WMFO in Medford. Chick Habit there by April March. That's actually an old French song. You can find it on YouTube.
Good song.
I play it if YouTube didn't always screw up on me every time I try it. But who wants that anyways? You know, the quality is horrible. I don't even like MP3s on the show.
You have to play ads and...
Yeah. Well, everything I play is, usually is CD quality.
I know. Are CDs a thing of the past?
LPs. For most people. That's why I got to say that. Yeah, like, you know.
What are we going to move on to? Like...
LPs. It's the new thing.
It is. It really is. I know.
I'm laughing because I grew up with them. And then they went away and now they're back. But, we have a lot of albums. Marie goes out there and grabs them when we're running low. I can't find something in here. A lot of them are back there. It's like a million of them.
But would you know how to put an LP into the system?
Yeah. What are you talking about? I know the alphabet.
No, would you know how to put it into Rivendell, into the computer?
An LP?
Yeah.
No.
There we go.
You'd have to actually put it into CD form first, and I don't know.
Transfer,
I mean, I'm sure
three
there's,
times
I'm sure
over,
there's a way to put it. This must be a way now to put it in an MP3 form, you know. I'm not sure.
We're going to have to learn it, it looks.
I hate learning. No, I'm joking.
Well, the last few bands, they haven't really had CDs. Everything's been like MP3s, so...
I'm joking, by the way. I love to learn. We had Jet Set, Nazi Baby, and special guests around the bend. And, that was Shea Pizarro singing of Mill City Growlers.
Yeah, we got it.
And Cal told me who was singing for Jet Set, too. That was...
lost.
No, it went away, yeah. Ray, Stevie Sway or Ray Peters?
He doesn't remember?
Yeah, how do you not know who sang it?
Well, it's kind of like you. I think that's a musician thing.
You don't know you sing his voice, though? Now he's probably pulling his hair out going, don't say that on the air. You know what time it is? It's late.
Oh, wow, it is.
We're supposed to start that. It's the Boston Groupie News Report. Don't forget us in your retort. It's Crash Course for the Ravens with Boston Groupie News Report with Marie, Michelle, and go!
Okay, tonight at the Midway, there's Amos Fortune, Endation, I probably mispronounced that, Modus Ignite, and Grand Evolution.
I don't even have the page up, so I can't help you.
Also, the other big show is the with the Pint. It says Pint Killers.
It's Pint Killers. We just met the men.
It's the show that is playing at Great Scott.
Oh, wait. Cal says it's the same person. Sorry, Cal. Okay, keep going.
So they're playing with the Boston Booze Hounds, Panzer Bastard, the Welch Boys, Jason Bennett and the Resistance, and Lenny Lashley. And further out at PA's Lounge, the $10 Mistake on Wednesday night, February 22nd. And that same night, there's a benefit show featuring Tiger Man Woe, Town Meeting, These Wild Plains, and Creatures.
The Creatures.
Creatures.
Or just Creatures. They're another band that don't have the...
I always trip up on
Creatures.
Creatures. And next Friday, Zip Tie Handcuffs, Jesus, Wolfsmith, and Ten of Fly Vipers at O'Brien's. And that and much, if you want...
You can get all that and more at bostongroupienews.com.
They get great pitches again. I love... John Keegan takes some really great pitches. Well, yeah. They all do.
They do a great job over there. Go check out bostongroupienews.com.
Check it out. They get Mark and the Myers.
We were talking about Dean's band, his other band, Ungraded. And yes, I did say I'd play them. I didn't forget. Here they are. I'm always thinking requests. I'm not gonna give the number out. I was gonna give the number out, but it's getting near the end of the show. So here's Ungraded.
Yeah. chef. Just wrap around the clavicle tight. Stretch your ass when you set me up.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, another fantastic crash course for the Ravers show. I'd
it
like
was
to thank
fun.
Pint Killers and Red Rocket and Marie Michelle and all our listeners. Thank you, everyone. Next week, I'm not sure who we have. Maybe we'll get someone before then. If I don't have anyone, I'll look. And if I do have you, sorry. I just don't have that page up right now. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And we have Kevin coming up next.
Savoir Faire.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Savoir Faire.
Hey, no worries. That's right. Filling in for Vin here for the next hour from 4 to 5.
Fantastic. So. Well, thank you. We'll be listening to that. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Until next time,
see ya.